This morning, we're remembering a journalist we've heard many times over the years, reporting on the Middle East.
Anthony Shadid of The New York Times is following all these events from neighboring Lebanon. And
Anthony Shadid, who is joining us by phone from Cairo.
Now to Damascus for reaction there.
Situation with Anthony Shadid, who's covered Iraq for years.
Anthony Shadid was among the finest foreign correspondents of his generation. He worked for The Washington Post, The Associated Press, and others before moving to The New York Times in 2009. His work embodied the best of what a foreign correspondent can do in a string of complicated and dangerous places. Tell stories of those caught in and trying to break free from oppressive regimes and wartime violence. He was 43 when he died yesterday on assignment in Syria. Our Kabul bureau chief, Quil Lawrence, knew Anthony Shadid for more than a decade and shared a home with him in Baghdad.
Anthony was probably the greatest reporter I've ever met, and yet completely unassuming, not grandiose. Whether he was sitting talking with an ambassador or sitting talking with an Iraqi farmer in the middle of a field, he was humble and he was curious, genuinely curious about these people's lives, and he would ask simple questions and just listen.
Shadid was born in Oklahoma City, where his grandparents immigrated from Lebanon. He spoke fluent Arabic, and his first foreign post in the mid-90s was in Cairo. He went on to earn a Pulitzer Prize and then another for his reporting from Iraq. David Hoffman was a foreign editor at The Washington Post.
When the bombs were falling, he stayed there in the center of Baghdad and day after day wrote stories about the Iraqi people. And it was kind of a little window on the front page every day amid all the tumult of the war news and the violence. He focused very patiently and at great risk on what this meant to be an Iraqi sitting in the darkness of that war.
Of course, being in dangerous places often put Shadid himself at serious risk. In 2002, he was shot while working in the West Bank. Last year, covering the Arab Spring, he and other colleagues at the New York Times were kidnapped in Libya by Gaddafi loyalists. Last December, he spoke on WHYY's Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
It's hard not to feel with so many people making so many sacrifices around you, countries in such tumult and so much dynamism going on around you, that you really, more than ever before, have to get this right. You have to do justice to what you're seeing. And I think that sometimes does figure into your thinking, that you end up taking risks that you might not have otherwise.
On what turned out to be his last assignment, Anthony Shadid in Syria and a New York Times photographer were being smuggled out of the country by men on horseback. He suffered a severe asthma attack hours from a hospital in Turkey, and he couldn't be revived. He leaves behind his wife, fellow New York Times journalist Netta Bakri, and two children. His new book, House of Stone, a memoir of home, family, and a lost Middle East, is due out next month. Again, NPR's Quil Lawrence.
I'm devastated by the loss of such a good friend. And also, I'm in pain for the loss, honestly, without melodrama, that this is to the Western world and its understanding of the Arab world.
Reflecting on the Arab Spring in that Fresh Air interview, Shadid recalled a moment he found inspiring.
What I got to see in Tahrir Square in Cairo in January and February, this idea of a new notion of community coming together, a community defining itself on its own terms, a youthful generation, you know, determined to create a place they would live in that was far better than the place their parents lived in.
Foreign correspondent Anthony Shadid. He died in Syria yesterday.